Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Timmy time.
Bet your ass. Timmy. Ah, he's a little lamb with a lot to learn. He's always having such a lot of fun.
Timmy.
Paper towels.
Oh, that's too good.
All right. So during the break, I heard just bits and pieces. You have a brand. You bought a brand new 26-inch TV.
Yeah, I'm gonna be 26. My birthday is on the 26th.
Squared.
And, I see. So that how
for my birthday, I indulged myself.
Get a colored
set? New, bigger. We're watching a lot of movies at home, and so I got the. Already have a big screen. I thought it was big, but like a substantial screen.
Right.
I've got even bigger.
How big?
Well, I have a 63-inch right now.
Wow.
And that seems, it's like, hey, you know, that's a serious screen.
That's a big-ass screen, 63. Is it curved?
No, it is not.
Okay.
But went for the, because I was sitting there the other night, I was watching the James Bond movie. And I thought, oh, you know, maybe it could go even bigger.
Wow.
And, or just sit closer, come to think of it.
Pull a chair up.
It didn't occur to me. Yeah. Yeah. Well, too late to cancel it. 77 inches is
coming. Oh, my God. LED? Or the whole.
Well, it's an
4000K or 8000K?
It's 4K LG. Wow. It's an LG.
Wow.
Did you get an OLED?
OLED, yeah.
An OLED. Oh, my God. That's what I bought.
Well, that's what the guy told me to get. What is OLED?
OLED.
OLED. Okay, what is it?
It's, you know, normally on a TV, the light comes from behind where the screen is. And with OLEDs, each individual pixel has its own light variance to it. So each individual picture has its own different color scheme that it gives. The light isn't coming from behind it.
So
that's why the screen
things,
is so thin.
Does it look like it's 3D, one of those things?
No, but it's pretty close.
Like you can, when you go to Best Buy, right, and you see a TV, you're like, wow, the Grand Canyon, looks like I'm there. And then you bring it home, you're like, wow, I'm not even close to there anymore.
No, that's just high def, though, I think.
Do you already have it up, Mark?
No, it doesn't arrive until next week.
There is an app that you get on, because, you know, all the smart TVs got apps now and stuff.
How do you know so much about smart TVs?
This is impressive.
Because I did some research earlier this year when I bought mine. And they have one of the apps that comes on the TV is like a screensaver app, but it's all artwork. And the artwork is framed so that when you run the app,
it looks like you've got a framed piece of art.
Wow. It looks like it completely fools your eye. You think there's a piece of framed artwork on your wall.
Oh, that's terrific.
Is that right?
Absolutely amazing. I've shown that. That's like the first thing I show people. You got to check this out. It looks like art's on your wall.
You can populate that with any art you want or
I think you can, but this one has specific ones in it.
Hmm. Do you have that at home, that one with the art?
Yeah, absolutely. I got that. I don't have that 73-inch LG, but I think I've got the 55.
Man, oh, man. Come a long way, right? I remember having... The first TV I set I had in my bedroom was like it was 8x8 inches, a little tiny black and white set with a little antenna, right? And it was heavy, and I really enjoyed that. Right? You could barely see what was on it, but these new, you know, big screen TVs like you're getting, with the you know the OLED and all that stuff, man, that's sensational.
You know how I watched TV when I was younger, when I was a kid, because I got punished so much. That I watched TV by having one of those old transistor radios that had the TV channels in it.
Oh, right.
And
yeah,
I listened to TV
for about two years.
That's way cool. Well, not really cool because I wasn't able to watch TV because I was on punishment.
Well, that's how you get into talk radio. Listen.
That's
right?
True.
You're a listener. Right?
You're a good listener.
It was a Super Bowl. I think it's like 2009, the Super Bowl. Maybe, it was 2009. And I was in Oregon for it. And my daughter, who's only 4, she said to me, and she's never said this before, she goes, hey, Dad, can we go to the zoo today? And I'm like, of course we can go to the zoo, right? It's Super Bowl Sunday. No one will be there, right? So I take her to the zoo, and nobody's there. it's up in Oregon. It's raining. It's cold. We had hot chocolate. And her and I just walked around all day. Right, we saw the animals alone. We rode the train. We were the only two idiots on the train, and we left. And it was dark because up in Portland, you know, in January, it gets dark, you know, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I'm driving home, listening to the game, and she's falling asleep in the back. Right, she's out, and I'm like, God, I got to see this game. Well, but I don't remember who was playing in 2009. I think it was the Seattle game. It could have been. No, Seattle. I don't remember who it was. But I remember it was a really close game, and I wanted to watch the rest of it. So I drove into the very expensive part of Portland. There's a up near the zoo, there's beautiful multi-million dollar homes. And I kept driving around until I could see inside a dude's house. And I'm watching his TV.
No.
I'm watching his TV inside. I'm parked on the sidewalk. Right on the side of the street, and I'm looking at his screen, and I'm listening to it on my radio in the car.
And it was synced up.
And it wasn't quite synced up, but I could tell that, you know, I could look at the action and see what was going on. But who was in 2009?
Steelers and Cards.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, right. Okay, all right. Man, I remember looking in that house. Everyone's partying and stuff. I'm in this car. It's raining. My daughter's asleep in the back, and I enjoyed that day. I enjoyed that day. I think more than all the other Super Bowl Sundays.
How resourceful of you.
Yeah. That's right. Or how poor of me, right?
But without those big screens, you don't see it.
Yeah, right. Well, you remember, I mean, we had a friend in Sam Syme. You remember his house?
Oh, yeah. He had a theater.
He had like a 900-inch.
Oh, my God. That was so great.
It was unbelievable.
You used to watch all the fights there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, he had his entire wall was one big screen TV. He's the guy that started The Simpsons. And was worth, I don't know, $300-400 million.
Yeah, gave it all away. You know, such a philanthropist.
Yeah,
and I remember he said to me once, he's holding a, you know, he's a big animal rights guy, and he said, having a PETA event at my house, you know, for people for the ethical treatment of animals. He said, just come by. He said, you don't have to give any money because I've already given them a ton of money. He said, but you stick around, we'll watch the fight after.
Oh wow!
And so after the PETA event. Of course, they show you all this stuff. You can't help but write a check. I mean, my God, you just want to make the, you know, animals in the labs and all that stuff. Sure. But anyway, then into that theater, and it's, as you say, it's insane. He's got about, you know, what is it? Would you say maybe 10 seats?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's like a theater, yeah. His own personal theater is great.
Oh, and the bar there, yeah, it's just great. Now, I think those theaters, I mean, it made me not like that one, but those theaters are more accessible for the average person if they have an extra... If they have a garage that they've tricked out or whatever, a man cave, you see a lot of it now.
Yeah, I remember he was very close with the PETA people, and he constantly had PETA people over at his house. And I called him up one day, and I said, hey, I'm going to be in your neighborhood. And he goes, oh, I got the PETA people over. I'm like, why, you always have PETA people over? He goes, yeah, I'm really close with them. I said, can I come by and watch the Kentucky Derby? And he's like, he goes, what channel is it on? I said, it's on NBC. He said, you can come over and watch it, but I think you got to watch it upstairs, like in the bedroom or something. And I don't know if I can throw that on TV with all these guys
that's
here.
That's a tough fit.
I don't know, but it was a weird vibe.
That's very funny.
I ended up watching it at somebody else's house. It was a Virgin's house and watching
it. Yeah, that's the place.
But from the street with watching it at someone's house.
Yeah, what street did you put? Were you cruising? What neighborhood were you cruising?
I enjoyed it though. One of my favorite days. That and another favorite day. I was up in Oregon over the summer, and again it was raining out, and the 5 freeway was closed because it was a huge accident, and we were on the wrong side of the 5. We had to go, and there's no real roads to get around. I had to go all the way up Highway 30, and it was probably an hour out of our way, and it was just me and my daughter coming back from one of her friend's house, and we ended up driving through the old part of Portland. Where those old Craftsman homes are, and we just drove through real quietly, and it was, you know, the sun was just going down, and we looked at all these beautiful homes, and just my daughter and I for about an hour, just driving real slowly, looking at old beautiful homes in Portland. She goes, Dad, look at this one, you know, look at that one. It was just so great.
No, that's sweet.
But you know, families don't do that anymore. They don't just like, you know, when I was a kid, my grandparents in Cleveland would say, let's go take a drive on Sunday. We weren't going anywhere. We just got in the car and drove. And now people don't do that anymore.
No, you're right.
You know, you don't say
different rhythm of life.
Yeah, you don't see Sunday. You know, that's where the term Sunday driver comes by. You know, from and people get in the car and just drive around. They don't do it anymore. I bet you did that with your dad, Belly.
Yeah, we used to do that. Go get ice cream or something.
Right. You don't even and sometimes you don't even go anywhere. You know, just drive
just
around.
Drive.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. All right, we're live on KFI. It's Conway and Thompson.
Can we skip to the good part?
Well, that's kind of cool. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Mark Thompson's here. Bellio, during the commercial break, said, hey, hold on, don't say anything until the song stops and they say, let's get to the good part. I'm like, oh, okay, I can do that, right? Right? Why
blew it.
Why did I blow it?
Because can we skip to the good part? Tim Conway Jr. Show, we're back.
Oh, you didn't tell me to do that.
Not like, let's skip to the good. Yeah, that's cool.
You didn't tell me to do that, though. You said just wait for the to skip to the good
kind
part.
Kind of on Tim's side on this. Yeah.
Mark.
Mark. I was there, and it sounded like there's something in the song that you're going to hear after that.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on a sec, Elio. Hold on. Oh, my God.
What?
The instant ratings just came out. Went through the roof.
How dare
Went
you?
Went through the roof on that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So I was right?
You were 100% right.
Even with that lame intro you had?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what sold it.
Oh, wow.
I say we do it again. Hey, let's do it again, Stefan. Stefanoosh? Stefano?
The wolf.
Yeah, that's not happening.
It's not sticking.
No. This is the best part.
Bellio's been trying to give this guy, our new board op, a nickname for last month, calling him the wolf. And he hates it. Everyone here hates it. But, man, Bellio's hooked. She's
like
on
it.
Top of this, man.
I like it.
All right. Okay.
Mark Helper.
KFI. Get out of here. That was fine. That was fine. It was good.
That was horrible.
Ratings came in again. Wow.
What's it say?
They loved it.
That's
extraordinary.
All right, we got new numbers for the Pastathon.
Yeah.
As of 7:15, right? How about this? $442,410.
Wow.
So we went up $40,000 in an hour?
That's extraordinary.
Huge.
Somebody must have really, duked us, right?
Stepped up. Yeah.
Somebody must have really thrown a big check in there. That's amazing.
The power of Conway Jr.
Well, thank you, Crozier. Awfully nice of you to say that. That was a fun remote last night. That was one of my favorites.
It was.
You know, that was cool.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Everybody was there.
And I thought it was going to be rough at the end because, man, I do miss that Russell, right? That is a grade A guy.
I know.
But I guess this guy, Stephen, what's his name?
Stefan.
Stefan?
Stefan.
Stefan, you'll be fine, right?
Yeah.
You'll knock that out for us.
Already. Already Tim is making you feel at home. What's his name? The new guy?
Stefan, right?
The wolf.
Like Stephanie, like Jack Stefan.
Yeah,
we're in the white pages. Do you know what Jack Stefan is?
Yeah, the plumber is what
right.
I remember. Yeah.
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 And they always ended his ad the same way. You know, because they always screwed his name up. Jack Stefanovich. No.
Yeah.
Jack Stefan. Jack Stefanino. No. Jack Stefan. And at the end, you don't hear this very often. At the end, the tagline, we're in the white pages.
Huh?
You know what? They should bring that back just to confuse the hell out of everybody.
Yeah.
Wait, he's where? He's in the white pages? Is that a racist thing? What does that mean? What is white pages? But I bet kids today don't know what that is. You know? They don't know what the white pages
Probably
are.
Probably not.
They said the one defining noise that, maybe I'll play it for you here, right? We'll take a break, and I'm going to play you the defining noise. If you know this noise, you're old. Okay, I'm going to play a noise when we come back, a sound effect. And if you know it, you're old. If you don't know it, you're young. And there's no in between. And I have a feeling everybody on the show will know it. Maybe with the exception of Stefouche and David.
Stefouche.
No, David, how old are you?
38.
38? All right. And how old are you, Steph?
33.
You may know it. But kids that are, 20, 21, never heard this in their life. Mm-hmm. We're live on KFI. It's Conway and Thompson. KFI AM 640. It's Conway Show. Mark Thompson's with us.
Yeah. Got a text saying how much people loved your story about cruising through the neighborhood trying to find the Super Bowl. Yeah, it's very cute. People really thought that was a charm. It is a charming story. I never heard it before.
I ended up in near the Portland Zoo, and there's homes up there. They're like on cliffs, like the homes up in Studio City that are on stilts.
Yeah,
there's a lot of those homes up there, but they're big, beautiful homes. And I remember pulling up, and the guy had. He probably had four or five TV sets rolling in the house. Huge, 70 inches, 80 inches, whatever it was. And just sitting there, my daughter was asleep, eating a popcorn that we bought at the zoo. And it was raining. I remember constantly having to wipe the window on the outside so I could see in and just watch the game from there.
it is cool kind vibe. Of a charming story. So, yeah.
All right, here is the sound. If you know this sound, you're older. If you don't know this sound, you're younger. And I think everyone on the show, maybe David and Steph, I don't know. Maybe they'll know it. I don't know. I know. By the way, huge shout out last night and a lot of response for the lovely one, Angel Martinez. Man, people were going crazy last night that they got. She's like a celebrity there.
Yeah.
This Angel Martinez.
I heard that.
Well, thanks.
And guess who got stuck in traffic on the way there? The yeah. traffic lady.
How appropriate.
It always happens, right?
Always, right?
Mm. Yeah.
But she brought beautiful cookies and I know you come out on your own dime. There's nothing, special or anything, but everyone loves to see you there. So I really appreciate you coming out last night.
Oh, well, thanks. It's always a pleasure and a lot of fun to come out, especially to the Pastathon.
Yeah. Well, especially when I'm there. Is that what you meant?
That's what I said.
Yeah, okay. Mm. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I make it fun, right?
Yeah, you make the Pastathon fun.
Whatever. You can't make it up. You can't make up for that now. All right. Here's the noise. Let's see if we all know it. If you know it, you're older. If you don't know it, you're younger. There it is. And if you're you know what it is? Steph, you know what it is. David, right?
Absolutely.
You guys are older. But do you remember the first time for me ever going on the internet? My mom went to buy a brand new computer in Durango, Colorado. I think it was 1990. No, it had to be earlier than that. I don't remember what year it was. But I remember she bought an IBM computer. She wanted to do, she owned a travel agency and she wanted to do some work at home. And the guy at the computer store, I think it was Radio Shack or something like that. It was Radio Shack. Said, you want to go online? And she said, well, I'm not sure what online is. Let me ask my son, me, right? And then she turns to me and she goes, do we want a computer that goes online? And I said, I don't really know what that is. And the two of us were sitting there at a Radio Shack buying an IBM computer, and we didn't know what online was.
Yeah, you didn't have any sense of what it was.
And so I went on the first time, connected with the phone.
Having to connect to the
You had to put the phone... the receiver into
in one of those
into
booths.
A holder, yeah.
Oh yeah,
and it picked up the audio, and then you would wait for an hour for one picture to download.
Oh, the download speed was just miserable.
It's brutal. Yeah. Right now, you would never tolerate that. Right, you'd call for support or tech, the IT guy. Go, hey, what's going on here? Bellio, do you remember the first time you went online?
Yeah, vaguely.
Where were you in Colorado?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, they probably had. Beautiful high-speed service there, huh?
Yeah, we did.
Wait, do you remember, Mark, were you online first?
Yeah, I think it was in West Hollywood.
Really?
I really do, yeah. I really think it was West Hollywood. I think that the speed, I was just thinking of this on the download thing, the speed of download in some, for example, Japan, some countries that, overseas, far faster than ours.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, they have just their internet speed and their internet networks are just much better developed than ours.
Yeah. Well, we have, what's really bizarre is my wife is from Oregon, and so her mom has a place up there, her uncles, her whole family's up there, and about 12 years ago, they had this thing, Fios came out with this high fiber cable.
Yeah.
Right? And We didn't have it in L.A., and we still don't have it in Burbank. Right? I don't have it in L.A., but they all have it up there. And I'm thinking, why would they do that? Why would they send it out to all these people out there, yet we don't have it in the city? Well, what happened in L.A. is the infrastructure was all built before fiber cable was created. Up there, it wasn't. So the first thing they had up there, fiber cable was available, and they laid it in. But to lay it in here, you'd have to take down all of the copper and then put an all new laser.
I wondered why, because year after year, it's not available. It's
incredible, huh? But they, yeah. As long as this system's working and it's not having too many hiccups, they're going to stay with it. But that fiber optic, I mean, it's essentially like a glass tube.
Right.
And man, does it information pour through
That's
there.
The point. I mean, it's just like so quick. I don't understand it. You feel like you're paying so much for internet connectivity.
Right. At some point, I mean, what is your download speed at home? Do you know?
No, I don't know. Do you know your download speed?
Yeah, I know because of Comrex. Oh, El Bellio, please. Bellio's giving me that, oh, look who's fancy now kind of look. No, but when I'm downloading at home with Comrex, I needed a certain speed to be able to broadcast the show from home.
Oh,
so
okay.
I needed at least 120 megs. And so I bought the 300 meg,
yeah,
right, just to be sure.
Yeah, sure.
And man, I get 290, 295, and I can download a movie like that. So F all of you.
Well, but, I know whose house I'm going to be pulling up in front of.
That's right.
To download my movie tonight.
But I go directly.
No more watching from the street, huh?
No, yeah. No more street for me. I'm not a street guy anymore. But I now directly connect to the wall. I don't have, I know Wi-Fi is advanced and all that stuff, but man, you get a hot wire. You get some hot speed when you go right to the wall, and you got that. I got that spectrum coming into the house. God Almighty!
Yeah,
it's like four racehorses coming through that wire. It really is fast. I will say that spectrum. I have very few problems with it, and I'm not just plugging away because they're an advertiser here. I've had it for a long time, and man, the speeds are unbelievable.
That's great.
Unreal.
Yeah, they're definitely unbelievable.
Yeah. All right. We're live on KFI AM 640. It's Conway and Thompson.
City sidewalks.
Oh, what a
busy
song. Come on. Crank this up.
Style.
Oh, man.
In the air, there's a feeling.
Christmas.
Children laughing.
Yeah.
People passing.
Yeah.
Meeting smile after smile.
Oh,
and on
ding
every
dong.
Street corner.
Here we go. All right, here is where to go. Come on, everybody.
Silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city.
Ding dong.
Ring-a-ling.
Ding dong.
Hear them ring.
Hear them scream.
Soon it'll be.
Ford, it's Conway and Thompson. You know, I was listening to Christmas music earlier on another station here. I think it was, I don't know, I think Coast runs a, a song or two on about Christmas. And one of them was, and then one of the verses or one of the lines is, Jesus is King, Jesus is King, Jesus is King. And I'm thinking, all right, in my religion, right, Jesus is King. But I wonder if you're in another religion, you're like, I don't know. It's not my king, right? I don't know if that's a turnoff.
Well, you know, I think in this country, you're kind of used to it.
Yeah, I think so. You grow up with it. Yeah.
Silent Night, Holy Night.
Yes.
Oh, Come All Ye Faithful.
That's right.
And those are great songs. You know, I used to sing those songs. I had a little carol through the neighborhood.
Did you have both? Did you celebrate Christmas as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Buddy, you
early,
got,
early on.
You've got to tell, because it's the holidays, and now that Coast is flipped, I think it's perfect timing to tell that story on how your dad, how Santa got you that beautiful bike.
Well, I'll tell it quickly.
We got 4 hours to fill.
All right. Okay. Well, as a kid, I might have been 8, and we'd pass this toy store all the time. And there was in the window a gorgeous, but I mean beautiful, I just still remember it was a metallic blue bicycle.
Right.
And it wasn't like one of those banana seat bikes or anything. It was like it really was like Pee-wee's Great Adventure type bike,
okay.
You know. Right. I think the handlebars were up high, but the rest of the bike. And it was this metal metallic blue. Oh, it just spoke to me. I remember as a kid. And I, you know, never could afford it or whatever the deal was. You're going, we'll give it to you next year, blah, blah, blah. Never came around. So it was a couple of years. I think it was year two of me obsessing about the bike. And so Christmas rolls around and there's this huge box, big flat-ish box in the living room.
Right.
And it's wrapped and I tear open the wrapping. And on this box, this huge box, is a picture of this bike. Like it's clearly the bike inside. Wow. I mean, and it was blue. I mean, the metallic blue bike, it was there on the box. And I was absolutely excited. I mean, I just remember being so exhilarated, you know. And my dad said, let's get it out there. And it's really heavy. We had to drag it out to the garage. And he laid out all of the, you know, he opened the garage to get more space. I remember he put newspapers out. And put all the pieces of the bike. You had to assemble it. Back then, you had to assemble this bike. And there were like gears and stuff.
Right.
I mean, it was really, to be fair to my dad, it was kind of a big job, you know. And there were no services to put it together. You know, he was kind of up to him. So he takes me out to the garage and he starts putting the bike together.
Wow.
And I was super excited. I was like, you know, how long do you think it's going to be? How long do you think it's going to be? And he goes, well, I'm working on it. We're going to get it. And I remember, you know, lunchtime rolls around and then dinner time rolls around. It got dark. And I remember listening, and he would say certain things that would indicate to me that he'd made a breakthrough. I remember he would say, I see. He'd say that. And I'd think, oh, my God, he's got it. I got it. So we're going to get it soon. He goes, well, we're not there yet. We're going to get it. So, unfortunately, we just couldn't quite get it all working that night.
Oh.
So went to sleep. And the next day, my dad had work. And so he said, we'll do it when I get home from work. And so, okay, and my dad gets home from work, and he worked on a little bit, but, you know, there are only so many hours left after dinner to work on it. Then the next night, and I was starting to think, I may not ever get the bike all assembled. And I will tell you that my folks still live in the same house, and if you go up to that garage, there are still pieces of that bike there, because we never got that bike assembled. And that, my friends, is a Christmas miracle, but didn't happen.
That bike is still unassembled in that garage.
Parts of it are there, probably, somewhere. Yeah.
Did they pull you around on the box, at least?
They did. I literally don't remember what happened, like what they told me or what they did.
You never, ever rode that bike around the neighborhood?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I forget what happened. It was, they made it right somehow, you know, but I just remember, you know, the disappointment graph was pretty dropped off.
Right.
You know?
And I never heard that part of the story where your dad had epiphanies.
I see. That's what he'd say. Oh, I get it. All right. Dad gets it.
Here we go.
So it's going to be soon, right?
We're 20 minutes
away
from riding
it. We're working on it.
Do you get to a point where it's like you walked out in the garage, you just kind of go, Dad?
Yeah.
He's like, leave me alone.
Yeah, he never, the other thing, it was not the only thing, the other thing. A few years later, I really wanted a road race set, and I got it.
Wow.
Same deal, though, man. Huge box. Took it to the basement this time. And to be fair, again, it was really poorly made. I mean, it was a nice thing, but, you know, on the pamphlet and everything, it looked really good. And on the commercials, it looked really good. But, man, and we couldn't get that. We finally got it working, but it was really janky the way it worked. So
right. And there's pieces, and then there's a handful of pieces left.
Exactly.
Like,
it had these plastic things that were hooking the two pieces of the road together.
Yeah.
It really hard.
Yeah. And it almost looks like a popsicle stick. And you push those, a thick popsicle stick.
Yeah.
And I'd love those.
It didn't work well because the road didn't line up perfectly, so you'd be in a race with my sister, and I would race the cars, and mine would hit, and it was, I haven't had a good Christmas. It was rough, man, rough.
All right, this year is your year with that big TV, dude.
There you go, thank you.
All right, we'll ride that TV around the block. Yeah. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.